We've never lost on TNT on Thursday night. The whole year. You know, so. Nah, I just couldn't. It was a great win for us. I thought that we played, you know, really kind of the way we did at the first month of the season. You know, I thought we had grittiness and just really just refused to lose, really. I thought our defense was great. You know, they shot 50%, but I just thought that you cannot ask anyone to do a better job than Jared and Grant did on Derek. He's just such a tough matchup, and I just thought they made him work for every single thing that he got and did such a great job on it. And then we just had our bench come in and play great. You know, they come in and did a great job. You know, I think Goran is getting better every day. And, you know, Lou came in and gave us a huge lift. And the thing that we talked to those guys about is that we don't know on any particular night who it's going to be, so you just got to be ready to play. But I thought this was probably about the best total team effort that we've had all year from the standpoint of guys stepping in the game and doing something positive for us and just playing good, hard basketball. Yeah, but see, guys, that's where it wasn't about the execution offensively. See, you got to understand, the last 5:48 of the game, they were 3 for 11. You know, Derek didn't get a shot off, and one of the 4 for 11, and one of the possessions was the foul call on Jason Terry. I'll leave it at that, okay? But you know, it was about what we did. You have to come up with stops. And that takes the pressure off of us to go down and score offensively. And, you know, if we can go down and score offensively, then obviously it increases the lead that we have. But we didn't put all the pressure on us by having them score and then us. We had to go down and score. So the stops is what made the difference. And, you know, we didn't turn the ball over very much the second half. We turned it over eight times in the first, you know, 7.5 minutes of the game. And then I thought we did a pretty good job of controlling the turnovers. Well, you know, they just made shots. You know, you have to pick your poison. We went on Derek, and you know, Jason Kidd made some threes, and you know, Jason Terry has always played great against us, and he's always shot the ball well against us. But he shoots well against just about everyone. I just thought we did a good job. I know they were shooting a high percentage, but for the most part. The thing that kind of hurt us during that one stretch is that, once again, I thought we had good defensive possessions, and we didn't finish the possession. They came up with some second shots, and one of them was a three-pointer, one of them was a layup. And, you know, we just talked about the fact that if we could just take care of the boards, you know, I thought that we would have a chance to win the game. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing at all in that. And, you know, he's the happiest guy. You go in there right now, and that's what I was telling everyone. You know, he's been a great teammate this year. He understood that we were going pretty good with Lou and the way the lineups were, and we were switching a lot of things. It's just the way it worked out, you know. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the guy had 22 points for us, you know, and he helped us win as much as anyone. So, I wouldn't read anything into that at all, really, except that the fact that, hey, I took Steve out to put Goran in, you know, defensively. And we talked about it the other day. We just got to do whatever we think we need to do that will help us win the game. I hope it makes us win the next 20, but, you know, I don't know if it'll do that. But I think what it does is that I think we needed something tangible, you know, that we could, you know, say, I mean, we won the game, and not that we played great for 42 minutes or 45 minutes. So the fact that I think we were able to close the game should help some. You know, that team is a really, really good team. They're a tough matchup. They got, you know, Derek, who's almost an impossible matchup, and then JT and those guys, you know, they spread the floor, and they it's really tough cover. You know, you almost got to pick your poison. But, you know, for us, we just needed something, you know, to kind of lift our spirits a little bit. And, you know, we got a tough stretch of games coming up. We still got to just play hard. And, you know, as I told the guys today, one of the things about the West is that, you know, when you play on April 15th, it's probably going to mean the difference in you being out of the playoffs or being in fourth place. It could be that dramatic. It really could, because I think, you know, there's teams like Memphis and Oklahoma City, and you know, no one thought that they would play as well as they have, and they've been great. And I think everybody can see that right now in the West, on any given night, any team is capable of winning a game. Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, they play very blue collar, and you know, they're a very physical team. And Aaron Brooks has had a great year for him. I mean, he's the quickness and the way he shot the ball from three has been really, really good. And obviously, I think Scola is one of the smartest guys in the league. So every time you step out on the court, though, it's going to be a challenge. There's no one, and that's including the Lakers, that can just write it in and say, yeah, well, we'll win that game for sure. You know, I think that's what the West is all about. I just thought that they bought a lot of energy. You know, they bought a lot of energy, and, you know, we're somewhat limited in what we can do offensively, but they found a way to get the ball in the basket. But I just thought, you know, they moved the defense up. We shadowed the ball and took a little time off the clock, made them start executing a little bit later. But it was just the overall energy that I thought they bought, and they did a good job of rebounding the basketball. Some of the offensive rebounds were just, you know, long rebounds that just bounced the wrong way. But for the most part, I thought we tried to get to the boards tonight and do a good job. We do a lot of switching with that group, yeah. You know, we're a lot of guys are a real similar size. So we got Jared, and, you know, even when Jay Rich is in there with those guys, you know, I think they can switch it and then try to front it and make them try to make a tough pass over the top. Well, I think it all depends on the situation. That's what we're not locked into anything, and I think we do it by feel. And, you know, tonight I just thought that Lou would do a good job in there. You know, there's going to be other times where, you know, Amari be in there. There'll be other times where Robin will be in there. I just think it depends on the particular situation that we're in. All right, thanks.